Finn Harps were in action last night when they travelled to Tolka Park to take on Shelburne. It finished scoreless. Delighted to say Finn Harps manager Ollie Horgan joins me now on the line. Good evening, Ollie.
Good evening, Chris.
Well, Ollie, in the end, I understand Harps could well have won it. In the first half, Shelburne had a couple of decent chances. Kieran Gallagher made some great saves. It could have gone either way. Was it a point gained or was it 2 points dropped?
Certainly at half-time, or indeed after the first 20-25 minutes, you'd have been very happy to take a draw out of there. I think Shelburne created the best three chances to Philly Hughes. All three fell to you, three one-on-ones with Kieran Gallagher. And to be fair to Kieran, he stood up and saved the three of them. Now, from there on, they didn't really threaten too much. In fact, it was us that finished that bit stronger, where we had two very, very good chances to win it. But overall, it was a decent point, Chris, yeah.
And I take it, I suppose a lot of people looking at the fixtures when they came out, Shelburne away, a side who'll be expected to be in the mix come the end of the season, a lot of people would have felt that certainly a point, you would have settled for it in advance?
Yeah, you would have, yeah, especially with a couple of lads out from suspension and that. But at the same time, I don't think Shelburne were at their best last night. Not quite sure where we are at best either in the first 20 minutes. I thought we were poor, we were nervous. It took us a little bit of time to get to grips with the conditions weren't great. The pitch was, while it was okay, I've seen it better. But look, we got away with it. We ran our luck in the first 20-25 minutes, as I said, and we finished up quite strong. And and in the second half, I felt if anyone was going to win it, it was going to be us. But I still think it was a decent point.
Now, next up, your first home game is against the newcomers, Cabin Teely. Always difficult to know when sides come into the league just what they're going to be like. They got off to a great start. They defeated Wexford Utes 1-0. And so we all know there's no pushovers in this league, but a reminder perhaps that you certainly can't take anything for granted.
Well, I don't think at any stage we're going to take a side that, Eddie Gormley, the manager in Camatili, for granted. Most certainly not. I mean, I was as surprised, probably as many, that of all teams of the base yesterday in Wexford, I didn't expect, and I don't expect Wexford to drop too many points or indeed to lose too many games. But Kevin Teely put a decent side together. They've got a lot of lads out of Bray there that would have played Premier Division football and will be a handful, as every team in that division are. And I don't think there's any pushover in the competition. Obviously, the start of the season, I don't know what way results are going to go. But as I said to you before, for the first round of games, at least we know where we stand, whether we're in with a chance or not, and I think that's when it'll settle down.
It certainly takes a while for players to bed in. The newcomers in your own side last night, Ali, were you pleased enough with their first full competitive appearances?
Yeah, they did well. The first 20-25 minutes, I don't think anyone on the field really could put their hand up bar Kieran Gallagher and say that they played to their potential. But from there on, they settled in and did decent. Well, Rory has been there before. He held the ball up well up front. Regan Dolan did well on the left-hand side. Raymond Foy, he gets plenty of energy through the middle of the field, as is Tony McNamee. So, yeah, we did okay, but probably nothing more than that, Chris.
And tell us a little bit about one of your new signings. You have a Frenchman now in your squad. I think it took a while for the international clearance to come through and maybe touch and go, but he was in the panel and I think he came on as a sub.
He did, yeah. Wilfred came on with about maybe a quarter of an hour to go. He got cleared eventually at about 4:30 or 5 o'clock yesterday evening from the FAI. So we're delighted to have him. He came on, he injected a fair bit of power and pace that we need. He's a bit to go, and there'll be a bit of work in him. But he's a very positive lad, and it's great to have him around, both on and off the field.
And tell us a little bit about him, Wilfred Tongba. Where has he come from, and who's he played with before?
Wilfred is a Paris lad. He's played with a number of clubs in Paris. His last club, he went to Bulgaria for a number of months. Didn't particularly enjoy it out there with probably the whole surroundings of it. He seems very happy with us. Offers of, as I said, a lot of power and strength. He's left-footed, can play it through the middle, can play wide. A big strapping lad, very athletic. But again, has a bit to learn, to be fair to him. But I think that the biggest thing he gives us is he's very, very positive. He wants to be here. He wants to play with our club. And long may that last.
And finally, Ali, first home game of the season. No doubt you'll be appealing to the Donegal public to come out in numbers and get behind the side.
Yeah, most certainly. Yeah, I mean, the supporters here last night up in Talca were excellent. They supported us from start to finish, especially in the first 20 minutes when we were poor. And, they sang their hearts out there last night, which is brilliant. And as I said before to the lads, they're crying out to support us. If we can give them anything to support, but... You know, the Friday night, I don't think, as you said, that there'll be, people will be expecting us to get something out of Cavan Teely, but it'll be a dogfight. It'll be might go to the last couple of minutes. It'll be a difficult game, but if people can come out and get behind us and be patient, it would be a massive help to us.